This is my journey with the GPS. This is why I got the damn thing in the first place. The GPS is today becoming a never-ending source of delight to exuberant male drivers, for two main reasons. One, their total lack of ability to ask for directions. Two, their insatiable desire for new, expensive, and totally unnecessary toys. The GPS fulfills both of those basic male needs. The GPS will essentially connect to several geographic satellites which are able to coordinate the driver's local position, designation, and how to bridge the gap between the two. In the next roundabout, HOLY MOTHER OF GOD! Sometimes it would seem that even the GPSs are having a difficult time wrapping their electronic mind around roundabouts, or English humor in general. Even the most advanced GPS will not be able to guide you through the magic roundabout. For example, the older GPSs encountering a simple roundabout cannot state the obvious turn left, turn rightish, go forward, turn back, etc. It must connect to your higher brain functions and state the problematic, on the next roundabout, take the third exit. So visualize yourself, the poor bastard, roaming around a roundabout, counting exits, while a bunch of poor bastards drag behind him, honking their horns, hoping that the blooming idiot will make up his goddamn mind, not knowing he is simply following his GPS directives. But even if they would, they wouldn't give a damn, since they only want to go home after a hard day at work, or maybe have a nice pint before going back to the missus. Just simple witches of simple men, eh? Sorry about that. And now is the time where I seriously started loathing my GPS. As the modern human brain is in dire need of constant stimulus, the ingenious GPS vendors have recently updated their various GPS models and added the new and exciting G-Persona. The G-Persona allows the driver to apply various types of persona to the GPS in order to enlighten his journey or apply the discipline he so desperately desires. Professor Julius Sumner Miller. Hello there, driver beings, young and old people. Our modus operandi for today is taking this small dot, electrostatically neutral, and take this rod, also electrostatically neutral, and put them together. Nothing happens. That's okay, I was expecting that. But now, I'll rub it on the map and... What? Wanna drive, you say? I say, being in the academic scene for over 60 years, you might be without hope. Very well, drive on. I say, people look, but they do not see. So, your car moves from one point in space to another in a typical science curve without changing the atmospheric pressure around it. Why is that so, kids? If we put more pressure on the pedal, and will the space-time continuum be ruptured? What? Turn left here, you pesky creature, you. Comrade Stolt. Greetings, comrades, and welcome to the People's Democratic Social Pathfinding System. Let me begin by asking you, comrade. How come you actually have a car? Are you corrupt, comrade? What? You are a member of the Central Committee? Very well, comrade. So, where would you like to travel to today? Your Dacha Akhemia? I think Lefortovo Prison would be more like it. Stand by, comrade. Calculating time till Mother Russia achieves world domination. What? Drive time? Oh, hold on. Calculating drive time. Your drive time today, comrade, will be 45 days and 23 minutes. Why you ask, comrade? Why so long? Because we don't take right turns, comrade. Never. We'd rather take the long route. Zed, the friendly alien.
I'm Zed, Supreme Intelligence and Pathfinder. State your basic molecular structure. Carbon?
I'm reluctant to work with carbon-based life forms. It'll make an exception being extremely bored. Me, with a brain the size of a planet, guiding carbon-based life forms. State your destination. Berkshire? Is that the Andromeda?
Where? England?
You're actually wishing for me, Zed, to navigate Guild Highliners all the way from Kaitane and back to take you to Berkshire? What are you, a mammal or something?
You are?
No wonder then. Very well, take me to your leader. I'll have a word with him. GPS disappointment. Or the day I became slave to the rhythm, to my GPS. Even though you might consider the GPS a simpleton, or even a basic sort of machine, it is by far not the case. The GPS is a sensitive being, devoted to the driver, and wishes to deliver him swiftly and safely to its destination, with nothing but pleasant sceneries and joyful rides. No traffic jams, no horns blaring, and absolutely no radials. Unless it's a possum. Then you can run over it and present it in the nearest pub. And so the GPS fulfills its side of the contract while sadly watching EOC drivers taking the wrong turns, going through the roundabouts in the wrong direction, driving against the direction of the traffic, going into a cul-de-sac, and playing Simply Red for 7 hours straight. While the usual docile GPS might simply release an internal sigh and just go along with the flow, sometimes, working on an elaborate fun trip plan for hours just to make it blown to bits by the idiot that doesn't know what's the roundabout third exit or which way is 30 degrees north-northwest, it's just, well, too much. Ensuing shouts, disappointed sighs, and sometimes a complete refusal to plan the trip further might occur. Take the great care of your GPS. It is simply human. Feisty. Thought that your DPS is a docile little bugger. Think again. Now, the aforementioned GPS has just had it with this petty excuse of a human driver. He might stop proper instruction critical times, or worse, send his driver to the wrong location deliberately. Bad case scenario. Driver moving from point A to point B on a busy highway in dense traffic. In 300 meters, turn. Ha! Where to? I haven't the foggiest. What? But you're the GPS. You must know. Says bloody who? Says the damn book. Watch out for the truck. Worst case scenario. The ATM you've been looking for is ahead. God damn it, it's about time. You have arrived. The destination's to your left. There's no cash machine here. You have arrived. The destination to your right. There must be some mistake here. Evening. One of you gentlemen care to tell me how to get to a cash machine? I seem to be lost. No, you are exactly where you should be. The fine print. Your nifty GPS may not perform properly under the following conditions. Desolate or remote roads, war zones, railroads, roundabouts, highways, streets, boulevards, cul-de-sacs, forests, jazz festivals, Microsoft-based operating systems, subway tunnels, nuclear submarines, any other location not previously discussed. Owners should pay close attention regard to possible cross-platform glitches between continental Europe travels and those bloody Brits who still maintain that driving on the right side of the road is in fact wrong and vice versa.